I am floating rapidly over water towards a distant shore lined with graceful, undulating mountains rising out of the briny sea. Something is going to happen when I reach land, a transforming experience. Out of nowhere, a man dressed in blue appears, his left hand palm forward, held up in greeting. We joyously rush hand in hand together over the sparkling water. Ahead in the shimmering heat waves, I see something I cannot quite make out that freezes my brain with horror. I wake up in a cold sweat. Oh, I am a lovely sight. 5 feet tall with black eyes, curly black hair down to my shoulders, and a pale complexion. Dancing in my canvas tennis shoes up and down Mill Valley streets. He is coming soon, the blue man, hand raised, palm forward. And when he comes, I will immediately squint my eyes, trying to discern in those shimmering heat waves the lurking evil that contains so much horror in my dream. Bang! The front door swings open as Bobby Blue Band is wailing the song, going down slow. And I look up. Mickey comes back into the front room looking for a roach clip and sees Tony, that's his name, standing with his palm upraised in the doorway. He's acknowledging us all, and he's stopped dead in his tracks. Bang! It's the creative that begets things, but they are brought to birth by the receptive. What? I automatically ask. But inside my head, I'm stunned, bowled over, blown away. Earlier in the day, I spent over an hour struggling to master the arrow stick method of divination using the I Ching. The reading I got this morning was the receptive. Tony just quoted the very words that struck me in the hexagram. Far out, I mutter. In no time, we're rushing over glistening water, hand in hand. We are headed into the heart of fabulous Marin, where its secrets will be revealed.